بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم.
Verse number 19. Those who have faith in Allah and in His messengers, without differentiating between them, are the ones who are the truthful ones. The martyrs have their generous reward prepared for them with Allah, and they will also have a light which shines in front of them and on their right sides on the Day of Judgment. As for those who disbelieved in Allah and His messengers and rejected my verses that were revealed to my messenger, they are the people of hell, which they will enter on the Day of Judgment and live within forever, never to come out of it.
اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Verse number 20. Know that the life of the world is only a pastime that the bodies play with, futility that the hearts engage in, beauty that you adorn yourselves with, boasting with one another over possessions and power, and taking pride in abundance of wealth and offspring. It is just like rainfall that pleases the farmers with the growth it brings, but the green growth does not last long before it begins to dry. Then, O onlooker, you see it after its greenery having turned yellow. Allah then turns it into broken bits falling apart. And in the afterlife, there will be a severe punishment for the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and a special forgiveness from Allah for the sins of His believing servants.
سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
Verse number 21. O people, hasten towards good deeds, i.e., repentance and other actions, through which you will achieve forgiveness for your sins. You will also acquire through them a paradise, the width of which is the width of the heavens and the earth. Allah has prepared this paradise for those who bring faith in Him and His messengers. That reward is a favor of Allah that He grants whichever of His servants He wishes. He, may He be glorified, is the bestower of great favors to His believing servants.
ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير.
Verse number 22. No calamity affects the people on earth, i.e., a drought, etc., nor a personal calamity, except that it has been recorded in the preserved tablet before I created the creations. Indeed, that is easy for me.
لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ
Verse number 23. O people, that is so, that you do not grieve over anything you miss out on, and so that you do not show happiness that leads to arrogance over every blessing Allah has given you. Indeed, Allah does not love anyone who is arrogant and boastful over what Allah has granted him.
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ومن يتول فإن الله هو الغني الحميد.
Verse number 24. Those who are miserly in spending whatever is obligatory on them to spend, and instruct others to be miserly, are losers. Whoever turns away from the obedience of Allah will never harm Allah. He only harms himself. Indeed, Allah is the self-sufficient. He is in no need of the obedience of His servants, and He is praiseworthy in every state. Beneficial points. 1. Abstinence from the world and the desires attached to it, together with an eagerness in the afterlife and the everlasting blessings within it, both help in treading the straight path. 2. It is necessary to believe in predestination. 3. One of the benefits of believing in predestination is not grieving over missing out on any shares of the world. 4. Stinginess and commanding it are blameworthy traits which a believer should not have.
لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز
Verse number 25. Verily, I sent my messengers with clear evidence and manifest proof, and sent down books with them and the balance, so that people would uphold justice. I also sent down iron, in which there is great strength. Armor is made from it, together with it, having many other benefits for the people in their manufacturing and handicrafts, and also because Allah can make it obvious to the people who it is that supports him and his messengers in secret. Indeed, Allah is strong and almighty. Nothing can overcome his decree, nor is he incapable of doing anything.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ فَمِنْهُمْ مُهْتَدٍ فَمِنْهُمْ مُهْتَدٍ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ
Verse number 26. And verily, I sent Nuh and Ibrahim, peace be upon him, as messengers, and placed messengership in their offspring. I did not send any prophet, except from their progeny, giving them the revealed books. I only revealed books to a messenger from their progeny. So from their progenies are those who are rightly guided to the straight path and are successful. But the majority of them left the obedience of Allah.
ثم قفينا على آثارهم برسلنا وقفينا بعيسى بن مريم وآتيناه الإنجيل وجعلنا في قلوب الذين اتبعوه رأفة ورحمة ورهبانية ابتدعوها ما كتبناها عليهم إلا ابتغاء رضوان الله فما رعوها حق رعايتها فآتينا الذين آمنوا منهم أجرهم وكثير منهم فاسقون.
Verse number 27. Then followed them up with my messengers, and I sent them one after the other to their nations. I sent after them Isa, the son of Maryam, and gave him the Injil, placing gentleness and mercy in the hearts of those who brought faith in him. They were affectionate and merciful to one another, but innovated extremism into their religion, and left aside marriage and comforts, which I had made permissible for them. I did not seek that from them. They made it necessary upon themselves, and in doing so, innovating in their religion. I only sought that they follow my pleasure, which they did not do. And so I granted those who believed from them their reward. However, the majority of them left my obedience by rejecting what my messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought to them.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa aminu bi rasulihi يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Verse number 28. O those who have faith in Allah and act upon whatever He has legislated for them, be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed. He will give you double the reward for your bringing faith in Muhammad, peace be upon him, and in the previous messengers. He will also create for you a light through which you will be guided in your worldly life and which you shall use on the bridge on the Day of Judgment. He will also forgive your sins and not take you to account for them. And Allah is the bestower of great favors to His servants. No limiter can limit His favor, nor can anyone count it.
لِئَلَّا يَعْلَمَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَلَّا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ.
Verse number 29. O believers, verily, I have clearly explained my great favor I have prepared for you in the multitude of rewards, so that the people of the previous book, i.e., the Jews and Christians, know that they cannot access any of the favor of Allah in terms of being able to give it to whomsoever they wish, and so that they also know that true favor is in Allah's hands, may He be glorified. He grants it to whomsoever He wishes, and Allah is the bestower of great favors, which He exclusively gives to whichever of His servants He wishes. Beneficial points. 1. The status of justice in the divine religions is mentioned. 2. Being related through blood to the people of faith and piety does not help a person at all, as long as he himself is not a believer. 3. The prohibition of innovation in religion is mentioned.